It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of Americans for Prosperity, they recently conducted and released the results of a new survey that showed a vast bipartisan, that's the key, majority of Americans do not support Kamala Harris's plan to let the Job Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expire. Don't believe the narrative, folks. This is not a tax cut for the rich or for corporations. This was a tax cut that benefited all Americans, which is why a vast majority of all Americans do not support letting these tax cuts expire, which is what's going to happen next year if Harris and the Democrats have their way. With us now to walk us through the results of this poll is Elizabeth Olson. Wow, I'm telling you, I got a too much coffee or not enough coffee, one way or the other. Elizabeth Patton from Americans for Prosperity, Kansas. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us this evening.
Happy to be here. All good. It's Sunday night, you know. I think that it's maybe both not enough and
yeah,
and
it could much. Be. I'm still tired. We had a very successful fall fling yesterday, but I put in a lot of hours yesterday, so I think I'm still recovering.
I bet.
So I looked at the numbers from this poll. And I mean, there are a lot of them that shocked me, but the first one was this: more than 76% of voters say that it's a bad time to increase taxes. But the one that shocked me here was, you know, obviously 18% said, you know, it's neither good or a bad time. So that's you know, people who are just confused. But there are actually 5% of people that actually say it's a good time to raise taxes. Who are these people? Who are the 5%?
I don't know, but I was shocked at that number, too. I was like, did they misunderstand the question? No. You know, it does. It makes you wonder, who are these people? Maybe they are the true bona fide socialists that exist in America.
I guess.
I'm not sure.
I guess. Yep. Yeah, 5% of folks think it's a great time to raise taxes. Okay, well, you know, okay, let's raise it on them and only them.
Right? We'll take it.
Another key part of this that was fascinating was the breakdown. It's bipartisan. 89% of Republicans say it's bad time. Don't let the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expire. 74% of independents, which is good for Trump. Here's the big number, though. 65% of Democrats all saying is a bad time to raise taxes. And yet Kamala Harris's plan, if you can find it, and if it's hard to actually find a plan of hers, but 65% of Democrats don't support it.
Right. That's a huge number. And I think it's a giant underestimation by the left to think that this is a reasonable policy for them to champion. And, you know, hey, as far as these numbers show us, you know, keep talking about that. It doesn't look like America agrees with them. And that's fine by me, because they know they are real Americans. And I think, you know, Kamala is just completely unattached to the general public and what it actually has meant for them over the last few years during the Biden administration, during her administration, and what it has looked like. And they know this is ridiculous. There's no reason and no appetite to raise taxes. And even in our own party, 65% agree with us that now it's not the time.
What do you say to those, because there are those on the left, the vice president in particular has been touting that all of the Tax Cuts and Job Acts is all, you know, for the rich and corporations. That's their big talking point. You and I both know that that's not true. I mean, if you look at not extending the 2017 tax rates,
Right.
The largest percentage of people that get hurt by that are actually middle class families, correct?
They are. It's actually middle class families. And I actually have some additional numbers that are interesting on that. We broke it down a little further. And by expiring the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the average Kansas family's federal tax rate bill would rise by over $2,200.
Oh.
And yeah. And over 1,300 of that would just be in the income tax rates alone. And that's the average Kansas family's federal tax bill, how much it would increase if Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expires next year. And on top of that, about 60,000 small businesses in Kansas that employ a total of well over 500,000, so 500,000 Kansans, they would be significantly hurt as well. But these are not big corporations. These are small businesses that employ a huge amount of Kansans, and we will see, you know, an increase in all of their, it's constant. It's their taxes, the cost of doing business, all the things, right? But actually, the burden for the tax increase is higher on the average Kansas family than it is on individual businesses, regardless. But it all comes together and is a bad deal for Kansas families.
Well, and I don't know the exact number. I remember when I was in the legislature, it was upwards of 62-64% of all jobs in Kansas were small business jobs.
But, oh, yeah.
But we also know that when a business is taxed, when a business incurs expenses like this, they don't just, it's not like the owner says, oh, well, I guess I'm going to pay that. We know what happens. They pass that increase on to their customer because they have no choice.
Right.
They can't,
right.
Their margins exactly. aren't there for this type of an right. increase. So in the end, right. the consumers are going to pay. So if you're a small family, your middle income family, not only are you going to pay that $2,000, you're now going right. to help offset the cost when you go to the grocery store, when you go to the convenience store, when you're paying at the pump. You're going to pay yep. that business's Tax Cuts and yep. Job Act tax increase as well.
Yeah, and I think the natural consequence of that, unfortunately, just the reality of it, right, is that the cost of business will go up. Salaries, what we saw, the benefit of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act
right.
going back in time was that we saw the cost of business go down. We saw more buying power for the American family, but we also saw things like salaries increase and working families benefit. And by, you know, sucking that back into, you know, federal coffers, who, by the way, really, I mean, they need it because we, you know, have a spending problem, not because they actually need it. But, you know, that sucks right out of our economy. And I think we're going to see jobs lost. And that is just completely the wrong direction for where our country needs to go right now. And it will devastate, I think, our economy in a way that I don't think we've seen in probably since 2007, and it would be a real problem.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking with Elizabeth Patton from Americans for Prosperity, Kansas. You know, I have you guys on to talk about the National Days of Action, but you're really wrapping it up in October because, well, we're a little over 30 days from the election. You guys are really kind of gearing up a little bit more than usual in October with your NDOAs, correct?
We are. We are going to have a National Day of Action, so some activity and or State Day of Action. There will be activity every Saturday, but I'll tell you, if somebody wants to volunteer, we actually have activity every day if they'd like it. And you pointed out earlier that AFP Action, part of their firewall strategy to make sure that we do not have one-party progressive rule in D.C. and to help some of our key Senate states like Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and all those guys, Montana, succeed. We do phone banks on Thursday nights. Lots of opportunities to get involved and bring it home for not only our state candidates, but also, you know, help defend the nation and freedom across the whole map.
I talk to folks a lot and they ask, what can I do? Which is why I like to point out things like, you know, Jeff Blubaugh's parade coming up on Saturday or things like your next National Day of Action, which for Wichita is coming up here on Saturday.
Yeah,
but it's also Saturday. Why I point out those phone banking opportunities, because, you know, some folks may not have the stamina to go walk for, I mean, my wife has been doing, I think, 8 hours a day for you guys. Yeah. But yeah. Some people may not be able to do that, but they could sit and make phone calls. And right. And that's something you could do. And it makes a big difference when you're phone banking.
It does. You're still having conversations with people, and it's still an opportunity to help make sure that they're educated about the candidates and get them out to the polls. Just all of the things matter, and especially as we go further into October and we are driving folks to make sure that they make their voice heard, this matters very much. So however they want to get involved, whatever their time frame is, that's what's great about AFP, especially in the month of October. We can accommodate you, and we can make sure that it fits within your schedule and your capability, and we can make sure you can make a difference.
Well, and here's the thing that I try and remind folks about is this, you know, the opposition, the other side is doing this in right. all across the country, all across the state, all across Sedgwick County. Their different organizations, be it Planned Parenthood, be it their Democrat Party, be it Laura Kelly's PACs, that she's got multiple of them. She's got $2 million to burn. And so it's important that we do get involved. If folks want to, if they need information, if they want to reach out to AFP and get involved in one of these walks or something, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way for them to do that is to go on the website, AmericansForProsperity.org, and navigate to the state pages, go to our Kansas page and sign up right there, and we'll get a hold of you. You can also contact us on Facebook or X. I realize I usually say Twitter because I'm old.
I still do it too.
contact us on any of, or Instagram, any of our social media platforms. You can direct message us and get a hold of us that way as well. And we would love to connect with you and get you started on whatever works best for you and help you, you know, fight for freedom and in any way possible.
AmericansForProsperity.org. And Elizabeth, will you do me a favor? Will you email me that stat about the $2,000 for Kansas? Because I'm going to tweet that out. I want folks to have that data. And thank you again. Absolutely. Carry on the fight. And of course, my wife and I will be door knocking for you this week. So maybe we'll see you at the doors.
We'll see you at the doors. Thanks, Don.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.